currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome to another Currently Kirkland. We're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. I'm Scott Mullett, and we're back in the studio following our on-location extravaganza last week. You wouldn't know it with me wearing a sweater again, but we did get a few days of warm weather last weekend. Hopefully summer will come soon since we got gypped on our spring. When summer does come, Kirkland's the perfect place to enjoy a sunny day at the beach or in the water. Let's start with paddleboarding. It's one of the fastest growing water sports in the world. Give it a try at Marina Park. Rent a stand-up paddleboard, also called a SUP. Enjoy the balancing challenge and the core workout, as well as a great view of the water around you. For more information on supping, visit northwestpaddlesurfers.com. Thinking of supping your triathlon skills? You want to gain an advantage for the Kirkland Triathlon that comes in September? Well, get in on some awesome training classes and workouts at Waverly Beach. Raise the Bar Multisport offers training sessions from 6:30 to 8:15 p.m. from June 30th through August 4th. Each session is guided by a coach and includes an open water swim around a buoy course. This is followed by either a run or a bike workout. Find more information about training membership at raisethebar.com and then select training. Another great way to enjoy the water is Family Fun Night at Peter Kirk Pool. Each Friday starting June 17th, you can enjoy music, games, arts, crafts, and of course, a good swim. Visit kirklandwa.gov for the Family Fun Night schedule, or call 425-587-3330 to reserve the pool for a private party, 425-587-3300 for swim lessons, or 587-3335 for the pool hotline. Summer in Kirkland wouldn't be complete without a day or two at the beach. Lifeguards will be on duty at Houghton and Waverly beaches July 1st through September 5th. Houghton Beach lifeguards are on duty Monday through Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. And Waverly Beach lifeguards are on duty Monday through Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. Lifeguards will not be on duty during inclement weather days or when air temperature is under 65 degrees, which given our recent weather could be the entire summer. Be safe and enjoy your day at the beach. If you've driven through the intersection at 6th Street and Central Way lately, thank you for your patience as road work continues through July 4th. The water main work is complete, 3 of the 4 concrete roadway quadrants are installed, and 4 streetlight poles have been mounted. By the end of June, the remaining concrete work in the roadway and sidewalk is expected to be completed. You may have also driven over State Route 520 recently. A project you want to know about, because road closures are involved, is the 520 Transit and HOV project. This project will complete and improve the 8.8-mile HOV system from Evergreen Point Road to State Route 202 interchange in Redmond. It also adds to the regional bicycle and pedestrian path. The first major road closure is planned for June 17th through June 20th to install a fish passage culvert under the road. It will also remove a pedestrian bridge and complete other construction activities. Both directions of 520 and all ramps between Montlake Boulevard and I-405 will be closed. The closure will begin at 11 p.m. on Friday and last until 5 a.m. the following Monday. Another project to watch is the Northeast 116th Street Interchange and Street Improvement Project. It will build lanes, enhance streets near the interchange, add a new traffic signal near the interchange, and reconstruct the on and off ramp for better efficiency of traffic flow. For WashDOT project information, visit the website below. There you can sign up to receive project updates via email. Well, we began last week's show at the City Hall Open House held to celebrate the annexation of Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate. This week, we'll end the show with highlights from the community celebration held at Juanita Beach Park. The City Council kicked off the event on the front porch of the Forbes House and served delicious strawberry shortcake to more than 400 guests. Thank you to all who attended, performed, and sponsored the event.
Welcome to the city. If you are in the former annexation area, we promise to make this the best possible city it can be with your help. Welcome to a city of 80,000, a bigger, better, safer, and friendlier city. Thank you.
I don't want to say I love you, but I do. I don't want to say I miss you, but it's true. I can hardly carry on since you've been gone. I don't want to say I love you.
I moved to Kirkland, address Kirkland, many, many years ago, 1991, and I had always wanted to be a part of Kirkland, and it just is very exciting that we've been annexed, and I really am glad of that.
Can take the place of you, so I'll just hope and pray that you return someday. I don't want to say I love you, but I do.
This event was just fabulous. The band off was excellent. Both bands were wonderful. Singers were wonderful. Sax players, great. Drummers, I loved it. It was great.
That's it for this edition. You can access the full, unabridged, and uncensored history of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and even a bit of it on YouTube. And we're still waiting for the latest hot scoop. Send us news tips, suggestions, or comments. That's KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. I'm Scott Mullett. Thanks for watching.